change with them to be. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing,
every person that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. And I watched you smiling and laughing, which means you're breathing. So tonight, let's praise the Lord. Anybody got a testimony? All right, we're going to turn it over to inheritance. Come on up.
And don't mind us. Don't let us get in your way now. You obey the Lord, okay?
Bless you, Joe. Bless you, buddy.
There are times when I feel down and out, when I let my burdens take away my shout, when I'm struggling in the valley of despair, and I cannot find the glory anywhere. Well, I take a little journey in my mind to another place, another time. To the place when God's amazing grace
came to me
long ago. I gotta return to the glory, chapter one of the story. Gotta go back to the day
He saved my soul. Many years ago there was a wayward son who was so ashamed of all the things he'd done. From his family he wandered far away. Then he dreamed about a grand reunion day. As the lights of home finally turned his head, the prodigal surely must have said,
gotta go back to the place when God's amazing grace
came to me long ago.
I gotta return to the glory, chapter one of the story. Gotta go back to the day
He saved my soul.
It was on a happy day when Jesus touched me. It was on a happy day when Jesus touched me. It was on a happy day when Jesus touched me, when Jesus saved my soul.
Well, I've got to go
back to the place when God's amazing grace
came to me long ago.
I got to return to the glory, chapter one of the story. Got to go back to the day
save my soul. I got to go back
to the place when God's amazing grace
came to me long ago.
I gotta return to the glory, chapter one of the story. Gotta go back to the day
save my soul.
I gotta return to the glory, chapter one of the story. I gotta go back to the day He saved my soul.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the empty holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker.
And we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. Oh, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Bless you, buddy. Well, it's good to be with you all. Y'all see me every service. You hometown folks, so. But it's good to be back to tell you about Jesus the best way we know how. And if you're here tonight and you don't know him, it is our prayer that you come to know him before it's everlasting too late. It would be the icing on the cake if someone here tonight gave their heart to the Lord.
in a foreign land. But now I'm free according to redemption's plan. That the holy angels cannot sing.
I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chain of sin and set me free. I am.
One day, all of God's people are going to come from every nation and from every generation. Side by side, we're going to march into that celestial city of Jehovah. And in perfect harmony, we're going to begin humming a new song. A song composed by God, arranged for His children. And as a saved by grace approach this land of their dreams, the host of heaven is going to step aside. Even the angels will be silent, for they cannot sing this new song. It is a song reserved for the voices who once cried out for their Redeemer, those washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Church, we are the Redeemer.
I am redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine.
Yesterday about Jesus and hope in Jesus, and without Jesus we have no hope. And we started singing this song, and Isaac does the first verse on it, and I absolutely love it. And I told him he's going to have to behave, because not only is his mom and daddy here, but his in-laws are in church with him tonight too. But I'm thankful. They're a great family, and now we get to be part of each other's lives, and it's a wonderful thing. It really is. But all my hope is in Jesus.
I've been held by the Savior, and I felt fire from above, and I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, the prodigal returned.
All my is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
I'm no stranger to I've worn shackles and chains. man. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I'm singing.
All my hope is in Jesus. I thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Breaks him down to his knees. Lord, I've been broken more than a time or two, but you picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. That's why I'm singing.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God.
Talking yesterday about all this, and I was, you know, I always like to be proactive, and I like to think about songs, and I'm always constantly thinking about songs, and use all over this one too, but we're going to sing this one. Most of you have heard it before, but it's, I love this song too, and it's based off of John 3:16, but it simply says at the end of the chorus, it's amazing to believe that God so loved the world, means even me. That's the name of the song.
I've heard it all my life, even had it memorized, but it was only words to me. Red letters on a page, just something people say, till it brought me to my knees. Those words in John 3:16.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me. And me, the one who needed grace to cover every stain that he no longer sees.
It's amazing to believe that God so loved the world means
even me.
How could he see my sin and forgive me even then?
Who would pay that kind of price?
I've seen what mercy does. He found me where I was,
and he gave his life for mine. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me.
my failures, me with all my shame. It's the very reason Jesus came. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son away, a way to save a wretch like me.
God so loved the world, He gave His only Son away, a way to save a wretch like me. And me, the one who needed grace, grace to cover every stain, stain that He no longer sees. It's amazing to believe. God so loved the world, beats even me. That God so loved the world, beats even me.
We're going to practice one on you all. We practiced it on 2 Mile the other night. So. It's Pastor Jimmy's favorite. Yeah.
Okay. It shall fall.
Of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin.
Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song.
Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole. Though stretched from sky to sky,
O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall fall. Saints and angels' song.
Amen.
Oh, how he loves us. We can't even
fathom. Right.
The love of God. Yeah. How rich are you?
That's yeah.
Oh, I praise you tonight. Give me the glory to save a rich like me.
Amen.
Give me eternal life.
Right, right.
We can sit back and watch this hopeless society that we live in. Bless God, everyone who gives hope. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
But anybody can have that hope.
Amen. Somebody else. Yeah. Bless you, buddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The doctor said he had me open for 8 minutes. So I went back after a year or so went back. They done test on me. And my sugar was high. I was not sure. The doctor been trying to get it down. The pills not working. But I just thank the Lord.
Amen.
somebody else.
You know, I've got to stand and praise the Lord tonight. And I've got a little thing I want to tell Chris here. You can come and practice at 2 miles anytime you want to. I had a chance to talk to Brother Al over here before the service started. He started telling me about that story about the preacher that wished he could act like what his dog thought he was. Next thing you know, I had a brother back here stand up and tell the same thing. I knew I was in the right place. You know, you're in the right place when something like that happens.
Yeah.
Got a lot of friends in here. Got a lot of brothers and sisters in here. Love each and every one of you. That's what we're all about, church. That's what each one of us needs to have in our heart.
Yeah. Amen.
We have these peaks and valleys that we go through, and we're just flying high when we're on those peaks. Don't think about a lot of things going wrong. We're just running around and having a good time. But boy, when you get down in the valleys, and Lord knows I've had a few valleys, you go right straight to the Lord. If you know Him, you go right straight to Him. Right. He'll give you that peace of that. Right. You don't our understanding. We can't comprehend that. Just want to thank Him and praise Him for everything He's done for me. And I want y'all to pray for me to always be the Christian.
Amen. 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 Bless you. Bless you, Danny. Somebody else. Somebody else. It's your time. It might be our last time. Who knows? I mean, God might come before Rick gets up here. And do you want your last time here to be the time you didn't stand up? Somebody? Well, I'm going to do something weird because it don't feel right to not, but it feels weird to do it because I'm behind this. So I'm going to testify, but I'm going to move because I feel like I'm preaching if I'm standing behind this. Right? Thought about that song you sang that said, "He so loved the world means even me." And I thought, you know,
yes.
I'm so undeserving of that. But that means me. Yeah. Whosoever. I'm a whosoever. I don't know about you, but I'm a whosoever. Yeah. His love that's bigger, richer, pure, farther than the skies, that's for me. And that's for you. And I'm so thankful for that. Because I think I don't deserve any of it. My life is so undeserving. And I thought, if I got what I deserve, I'd already been in hell a long time ago. Long time ago. But because of that love, I'll never go to hell. I'm going to be in heaven. You know, we can choose to die forever and never finish. Or we can choose to live forever. And I'm thankful that one day God said, "Would you like to live forever?" And I was just smart enough to say, "Yeah." Just smart enough. You know, I tell it all the time. I sat where Donnie's sitting, back row, in the middle, two people down, because there was my friend. And there was a singer singing. There was four of them up there, and I don't know who they were. And I don't know who the preacher was, because that was 2,000 years ago, I think. But I was sitting there, and everybody thought I was right. Because I grew up in church. I knew how to play the game. I knew when to shout and when not to. I knew when to say amen. I knew what to do. But you know, that morning, or no, it was an evening, because I left the football game with my friend to go to church, which was weird, and I didn't know why we did that. But we did it because God said, you know, tonight, you want to come? And I looked at my friend, my best friend, and I said, "Will you go pray with me?" And his jaw hit the floor, and I stepped over him, and that's the last thing I remember until I got up right over there. He met me back there and took me down here, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that if you take one step towards Him, He comes running all the way to you and takes you where you need to be. I'm glad that one day He said, "Will you?" And I just said yes, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes, and I'm glad that He loves me. I'm glad that He loves me. Anybody else? Well, you pray, because the harder you pray, the better He'll preach. Rick Cooper, come on up.
The book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 1. Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
you knows me, I probably won't stay up here very long. I'm usually all over the place. Amen. Amen. If you like to stand for the reading of God's word, we'd love for you to stand, not for me, but for the reading of God's word. And I will say this, you pray for me. I've had parcels put in. I've had just a couple days practice with them, so you pray. Amen. If I could get my tongue to listen a little better, I'd be all right with them. Amen. I'll read this, and I would like you to allow me to, I'd like to say something tonight. Some of you may know what I'm going to tell you. Some of you may not before I preach, but I want to thank this church for something they done for us a long time ago. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to thy poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You may be seated. Amen. And I'm going to use for a title here in just a little bit, a closer look. But I just like to give some of you stories before I begin. And it's something I don't normally do, but I want to thank this church. You know, back in 2003, down where we're at there, I was getting ready to, I'd been pastoring there a while, and I was aiming to go in to evangelize a little bit, and we had three major floods in our area there, and two of those floods was a 100-year flood, and anyway, through that, we lost our school, and about everybody lost their home, and the church had a big relief fund in it at that time, but because of those major floods, it took everything we had to try to help people get shelter in different places there, and we got down that we only had $20 left in our church, and people began to, they were moving out because they were tired of that being flooded three times in one year there, and we got down to a little bit of nothing, and Jimmy Limbaugh came to me, and he said, Pastor, said, would you stay with us until we can build a new church? I said, oh, how are you going to build? He said, you know what? He said, I believe the Lord will give us a piece of property in our community there that we can build and not have to fight this water. But to make a long story short, I contacted several different pastors and asked them would they donate us $1,000 to get us on our feet. And you know, there was only two churches that voted to do that, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. There were several people in different churches that said, hey, we didn't agree, and we came down, and they gave us so much to help us get started. But out of those two churches, amen, Al Mendez was one of them that gave us $1,000, amen. I'm telling you, we was in a place that, I tell you, we was really needing help, and I just want to thank, I want to thank Al and thank this church for that before I ever break the bread of life to see that. And you might say this or say that, I had been pastoring there, I went there, and they were 10, counting me and my wife and the kids at that time, and we had grown to 150 about any Sunday thing, we're looking good, and overnight, that dropped down into the 30s because everybody moving out in the school. And because of that, we were able to build a new facility down there. And today, the church is growing. We baptized 21 since August down there. And God's really been a blessing, praise the Lord. But I want to say that to the church tonight. But anyway, I want to say this to you. A closer look. And I want to say tonight, if you don't know the gospel to see that, thank God. Away and all things will be made new in your life. And you know, we look at a man right here by the name
you. Hey, listen to me. Hey, you know that name means a righteous one. And I'd say, no doubt, listen, that man wasn't living. Listen to his name at that time. Thank God, listen, I want to say this. Probably to the people, because a publican in that day, listen, he was getting people taxes. Not only to the Jewish people, but to the Gentile race of people as well. And in their eyes, he wasn't nothing but a renegade. But I want to say this. Brother, they was another set eyes upon that man. And thank God, through his eyes, he was a precious sinner. Brother, he was just as important as I am tonight or anybody else is here in this building of sin. And thank God, you know, Zacchaeus, listen, he wanted to get a closer look to the Lord. I want to say what the writer said in the book of Isaiah 45 and verse 22. He said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. Thank God, for I am God, and there is none else. I want to say tonight, if you're lost, or even if you're ashamed of sinning, and thank God, I'm going to say this before I say that, you ain't a fool of God tonight, brother. Thank God, as a brother testified in Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, he said, the Lord knoweth them that trust him. In 2 Timothy, thank God, listen to a 19, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. He knoweth them that are his tonight. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise the Lord, I feel like preaching now. If you want somebody to stand up here and be quiet, you better call somebody tomorrow night. Because I love God tonight above anything else alive down here. Let me say this. And brother, you know something other. He said, I am God and there is none else. And God, listen, in the 43rd chapter, verse 10 and 11 of the book of Isaiah, he said, there was no God born before me, and neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, he said. Ain't nobody else to look to in life. You may look to this one, and you may look to that, and I'm going to say this. And brother, your mom and dad may be the best Christian in the neighborhood, and it's good to look to them for advice. And brother, but I want to say this. Ain't only one person that I know of, unless I can give you a born-again experience, brother. Zacchaeus came and listened. And in my mind, I thought about this. They tell me over in that area, listen, old men didn't run. Listen, unless a government official there, listen, come running down through there like a little baby maybe in a parade. Hey, God, did you know something other? In Luke 17 and 18, he said, except you be a humble little child, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven this evening, friend. We got to humble ourselves down. And if we don't humble ourselves down, somebody said this the other day, that I'll never kneel and pray. I want to say God will never save you either, because he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble down here. Hey, God, let me say this evening. You know something other? He came down to earth, and he humbled himself down, and he began to climb that tree. The other day sung that song about faith this evening. Thank God, you know something other. Let me say this. Maybe you're saved tonight, and maybe you're lost this evening, but everybody got to have faith. And faith without works. Listen, James 2 and 17. Faith without works is dead tonight. I don't care who you are. If you come to church and all you do is sit on your blessed assurance. Amen. Listen, and sprout complaints and grumbles and all these things. Listen. Medicine cabinet, and in that she got all kinds of things. But you know, listen, what you can do, brother, she can keep these Alka-Seltzers up there, and you can read on that box, you know what it'll say? It'll say, listen, it'll help your headache. Listen to me, it'll help your cold. Hey, all kinds of things that Alka-Seltzer can do. Thank God, you know what? I can carry that around. I can bring my Bible to church. in my pocket. Listen, I can do this and do that. At Alka-Seltzer and every one time help me. Thank God, but you know what I can do? I can get a glass of water. Thank God, listen, and put that Alka-Seltzer in it. And brother, I can get rid of the headache. I can get rid of a cold. Brother, faith without works is dead. Listen to me. Pray. Let me say this now. Amen. Some people like my driver tonight. Amen. I've got a chauffeur with me this evening. I had a wedding down here at Dunbar this evening. And whenever I come up the road, amen. Anyway, we was going to change vehicles or change driver down there. And me and David got in the back. Listen to me. His wife, we're going to drive. She said, I don't know where we're going. That's where a lot of people are, ain't they? Brother, listen, we come up the road about halfway up here. Brother, listen, everybody was talking going on about 4 or 5 miles of her. Brother, it was quiet and a pin in there. Hey, God, listen to me. We came in out here and nobody said a word. She came in the exit instead of the entrance. They met she in a circle around the parking lot. A guy in a white Ford truck out there. They've been handed going over here and going over there. Back in the way from it. That's the way.
I thought a lot about He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Brother. Him the Lord come down seeking for him. Brother, he come looking for him. He said, Adam, where art thou? Praise the Lord. And God's still on the same thing tonight. Brother, he's a seeking for us down here. You may not realize it yet if you're lost, but God's looking for you. He's looking for you. Listen, why? He's not looking for you so that you can live to be old. He's not looking for you so that ain't nothing wrong with having money. He ain't looking for you to win the lottery. He ain't looking for you to have the best automobile. You know why he's looking for you for? Brother, listen, he's got a slot over there. There's a big place over there, a big old book, and it's called the Lamb of the Lamb. And they want a place there for your name. And he's trying to get you to claim your prize. And if you're accepting, he'll write your name there in the Lamb of the Lamb.
Yeah. things I had to work with. Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing, you can't tempt me with something that ain't nothing to tempt me with. Come on now, friends. Brother, he removed that. Whatever tonight is keeping you out, that God can get it out of your life. And I tell you, the devil can't tempt you with it anymore either. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. And God, I'll tell you, ain't a lot of people need to grow. I'm going to say this for love. I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor. His brother back there, I never forgot his name, but he said he was a pastor. Praise the Lord. There may be other pastors in here. How many said y'all had three or four pastors? Is that true? And y'all must be a mean outfit. Say this to you, friend. Have you ever done anything? You better get a closer look. Listen to me. Let me say this to you now. You know, in the book of Mark, chapter 15 and verse 39, or let me just put this to you. You know, one time they crucified Christ. And make a long story short, praise the Lord. Hey, God, listen, make a long story short. You know what they done? Brother, I tell you, they whipped him with the nine cattails. All y'all know the story. They put a crown of thorns on him. Hey, man, they put a robe on him and laughed at him and mocked him and smote him and plucked out his beard. And they done everything to him, praise the Lord. And my God, then they took him out, brother, and they nailed his hands with those nails. And brother, his feet on that cross and hung him up there. But I'll tell you one thing. Thank God, listen, you know what? When he looked up and he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have thou forsaken me? And brother, the earth had been dark for 3 hours. And this whole world began to shake. You know what that old Roman soldier that stood there and watched him nail every nail in? Thank God, listen, he said, truly, surely, this is the Son of God. Why not? All the difference in the world, praise the Lord. Thank God, listen to me say this, and I'm going to close this evening. You know, as sure as I'm in this building tonight, brother, we better get a better look, thank God, because I'll tell you one thing. Brother, listen, if we don't look at Calvary and see what Christ done for us, come on now, friends. I'm telling you, heaven's awaiting, but hell's out there. Come on now, friends. Listen to me. I like to preach on heaven. I like to hear good singing on heaven, praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to brag on this group tonight. I know Chris' dad pretty good, and I love to hear him sing. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Brother, that group tonight had some power about them. I'll be honest with you. Praise the Lord. Come on now, friends. Hey, man, I was sitting back there. I was wanting to come out there. I'll be honest with you. Brother, we're singing like that. We ought to be jumping around like a bullfrog, brother, in a bunch of fours and ivy. Let me tell you, because I tell you, you don't get that kind of singing all the time. Brother, it had power in it. And when you take a look at Calvary, you'll realize, brother, it's got power in it. Praise the Lord. Let me say that. Probably no doubt this. He had looked and looked and looked at her. Thank God, let me say this. Now, you know what? God's always got a way he can speak to people. Now, I don't know this be fact as far as the saying goes, but I know the Bible said there. Thank God, it might be in Mark or Luke. One way it's in Luke. Amen. Listen, chapter 5 and verse 27. Thank God, listen, he called another publican one time by the name of Levi. He might have worked with him. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. He might have called him and said, hey, I'm telling you, Zacchaeus, you need to come down and meet this man. You need to come down, or you and I tonight better tell people about the Lord too. But he might have said, I don't know how, but I know for a fact God dealt with this man's life, praise the Lord. And whenever he dealt with him, brother, he had a desire. He had a hunger, praise the Lord. Listen, he had a thirst for God. I'm going to close with this here this evening. I don't know who's getting a song, but I'm going to give an altar call. But I'm going to close with this tonight. I'm not thirsting for salvation, but I've got a thirst to get closer with God. And if you're here tonight, listen, if you're a Christian, I tell you, we better get close to God in this revival. Get a closer look. Amen. We'd like for you to come right now. If you're here tonight, why don't you slip out of your seat right now and come right on up to this altar. Hey, somebody here. I'll meet you and have prayer. Wouldn't there be one tonight? You might say, I'm young. You still need the Lord. You might say, I've got time. You need the Lord. Would there be somebody tonight come? Would there be somebody tonight come? Don't take a chance leaving this building.
Yeah.
Not having your heart right with God. What about, would there be one come? You know the Lord never come through there no more. Zacchaeus could have climbed that tree 1,000 times. He would have never saw the Lord again. He didn't come through. He was on his way to Jerusalem, to Calvary. You know, tonight, this may be the last night. One of my good friends was killed yesterday. I went to school with him. Good boy. Just that quick, got killed in a car wreck. And the freak thing, they just told him. What about it? Why don't you come tonight? Would there be somebody that might slip out right now? Come right down here and give your heart to God. Would there be somebody? Would there be one? Anyway, while they're getting ready to sing, you can come anytime. What about, why don't you just come tonight? Why don't you come tonight? You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. You don't know what living is. You're only surviving. You don't know what it is to have Christ in your heart. We all sat right where you're sitting at one time in our life. Every one of us. We know what you're going through, but we also know what you got to do. Why don't you come? You say, preacher, I don't know what to do. All you got to do is come and say, Lord, here I am. Save me. God will do that. Nothing you're going to save, you're going to save me anyway. It's what you believe you're going to save you. Why don't you come? Would there be one? Let me just ask you this just for a moment. You're here tonight and you're lost. Would you slip up your hand? Would you slip up your hand tonight? Would there be one? Slip up your hand. Anyway, we're not going to encourage you. Amen. All right, I want to do this. You want to get a better look through this revival? You want to get a better look through this revival? Why don't you come? Amen. Why don't you come for this thing? Lord, I want to get closer to you in this revival. I want a closer walk with you in this revival. Let me share a story with you. I may have told this when I was here before. I don't know if it's been too many years for me to remember anything I said. I don't keep no records. I just preach what gets in my mind every night when I come in. But you might have one time walked with the Lord. And tonight, you be honest, you know you're not where you ought to be. Would there be one tonight? You know you're not where you ought to be. Would there be one?
Winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say God's been in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been replay, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt his arms around me as I face my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains and losses
and I've known more joy than hurt as His grace rolls down upon me. Yet undeserved, for God's been good
in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night.
Had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all,
God's been good.
God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my. God's been good
in my life.
I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all,
that could no longer if he's mindful of creation on this side. I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once straight.